There's so many places I wanted to go. I was telling Robert this, the studio didn't pop up, so I don't know why. There we go. There's our new studio. So anyway, check out the new studio. It's totally soundproof. There's double layers of 5/8 drywall. And it's amazing. I love this new studio. So looking forward to do a lot of work out of the studio. Let's go on to the next picture. See if we can flip that. There's a little bit of a delay here, but we should have the Rocket Man. Here we go. looks like they launched a massive dick into space and then there was the rocket, but anyway, I don't know what that's about, but it's like, God, it's like these guys, I mean, that just shows it all. I mean, trying to show mine's bigger than yours. I don't know what these guys think about is having the bigger rocket or, but that last picture just kind of shows where everything's at with that program. It was funny. Since we didn't have the show last week, because both Robert and I were under the weather and dealing with a lot of other stuff, we had to bring that out. It was last week's news. But anyway, let's bring up the next slide here. I'm kind of going as we get the slides up, I'll be able to see what our next subject is. And I love this. It's a new device for people who get offended quite easily. And if you're watching this show, you're going to get offended, because when we're done with this show, the information we're bringing you definitely probably will be offended, you know. So anyway, next slide. The FDA recalls the PCR test. Oh, go figure. You know, the guy who invented the PCR test said, do not use this at all for testing. And they're just running the numbers up so you could find COVID in a grapefruit, and they did a pawpaw fruit and goats and a can of Coke and everything, and they finally, the FDA says these don't work, you know. They recalled them, said don't use these tests anymore, and something we've been trying to say for God knows how long. And so anyway, let's go to the next one. And this is my favorite, the Telegraph. It's saying that COVID could be spread through flatulence, say administrators. So, you know, those masks you're wearing, you know, if a pair of underwear and denim does not stop a fart, your mask is not going to do any better. So anyway, they says right on the box, does not protect you against COVID. So, and the masks also have graphene oxide in, which we're going to talk about. And they also have this, polyethylene and glycol and things like that. And these little nanoparticles are found on the mask and the test as well. So not good. You know, these, if you have to wear a mask, make your own. You know, of course they don't like that because you're not getting those other creatures in your nostrils and crossing the blood-brain barrier. But anyway, Our next slide. I love this. Gibraltar fully vaccinated every eligible citizen by April. Now, 2.5 months later, they have the third highest per capita rate of infection on Earth, with 80% of the cases. Whoops, he pulled that. Can you bring that back up, Robert? Well, 80% of the cases were fully vaccinated. So 80% of the cases in the past 2 days being fully vaccinated. So apparently 100% vaccination does not lead to zero COVID. And now they're finding in other states, they're having 60 to 80% of the people have been either vaccinated once or twice, and they're still coming down with COVID. So what is this thing? What happened to the aren't vaccines? Let's call them the injections. Why didn't the injections act like a vaccine and stop this and make you immune? The best shot you've got right now, and all doctors and researchers will agree, is your own immune system. With a 99.98% survivor rate of this, your immune system is the vaccine, you know, so that's your best bet. And they all know this, and they're trying to keep it quiet. You know, as a matter of fact, good old Hare Fauci, you know, the stuff he's been saying, he actually said hydroxychloroquine was not only the cure, but it was also the vaccine as well. In I think 2005, something like that. And he's flipping masks. He said that masks created the epidemic during the Spanish flu. Most people died from pneumonia, secondhand pneumonia, basically from the mask, so secondary pneumonia from the mask. So everything this guy says is flip-flop and makes no sense whatsoever. So they're also finding Stanford research is saying masks contribute to a lot of serious organ failure, organ problems. You know, the lack of oxygen is doing severe damage to the brain and the organs and everything else. So anyway, doesn't work, folks. Didn't work. Mass lockdowns don't work, never worked, and they won't work again. So what is the real agenda? And it's all about compliance, and it's all about shutting down the economy, basically. And if you know the players behind this, we're going to talk about that. So I think that's it, because I want to go into this. So if anybody get on the internet and type in Stu Peters, and this guy deserves a Purple Heart, basically. The stuff he's bringing out right now is unbelievable. And he just had Karen Kingston on a show, and she deserves a Purple Heart as well. And she's a researcher, a former Pfizer employee, and she has all the information on what this is about. And so her information is off the scale. It's irrefutable. You can't argue with this. The other lead researchers for Pfizer have been coming out saying, and Moderna people are coming out and saying, do not get this jab. This is a deadly toxin is in this jab. They're saying, don't do it. So I know this is probably going to get me kicked off the air, but I have to talk about it. So anyway, the patented proprietary secret ingredient in Pfizer and Moderna is graphene oxide. Graphene oxide is a poison, and it's the main ingredient in hydrosol, which connects you to the internet. If graphene is charged, it's death to whatever it contacts, and it can be charged positively by 4 and 5G. So there you have it. You're off switch. That's what they've always wanted. And I can go further than that. So the Shanghai Nanotech patent are the ones that have the patent on this. And at their meetings are, you know, Peter Daszak and Gates and all the usual list of narcissistic billionaire eugenicists are involved in this thing. And to me, to me, it's the epitome of I don't know. I can't even explain it. It blows me away. Why would you allow yourself to be injected by, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug that was created by a bunch of narcissist billionaires who are all eugenicists. And you're not only getting yourself injected, you're taking your family down there, your kids down there, and you're forcing your employees to also get injected by what we now know is a poison. It's toxic. It's genocide. There's nothing, no other way to explain this. It's what it is. This is what the research is saying. So it's impossible to believe this planned genocide, but it's harder to believe, you know, that people are willingly and in ignorance participating in their own demise and the demise of their children. And the mandates that they're trying to push right now, they're all part of this thing. They're not enforceable. They're a direct violation of the Nuremberg Act, you know, your constitutional rights, the drug and safety. False labeling includes toxins. No animal trials, you know, if there's shedding or a threat to fetuses or unborn children, all this stuff is, they know this is real. They've said that it's real. And these trials are supposed to stop. The vaccines are supposed to end. You know, how many deaths does it take before the vaccines end? It's a very small amount, but they've ignored all of this. I've never seen anything like it. So anyway, I want to talk about what she's talking about. She talks about the, let me go through here. I've got the list of these things. It's unbelievable. But they took this MRA and they had to beef it up because this MRA thing just dies if you sneeze on it, basically. And so they use cholesterol lipids. They use the phospholipids and the ionizable lipids and this thing called pegylated lipid. And basically what they call that is polyethylene glycol, a functionalized graphene. And that's on your mask. That's in the tests. It's in everything. And they know how toxic this is. This is a bioweapon, period. There's no other way of going around this. So anyway, Karen Kingston and Stu Peters have talked about this. Look them up. A lot of the frontline doctors are starting to talk about this. Tenpenny, all these other people are starting to talk about this. I know people that have triple PhDs, have more than that, like 9 PhDs, they're biophysicists and everything, and they're agreeing with this. So not going to get them in trouble, but they've done the research on this as well. So it's irrefutable that the Spanish researchers came out with it, and they said that both Pfizer and Moderna are extremely laced with this graphene oxide, and basically it's a deadly poison, and it's also reacts to 4G and 5G. So do the research on it. It's a done deal. You know, you can come up with everything, every shame, guilt thing you can come up with. You can't deny the research and the real science here. You know, these other people can spout off and say this and that, it's safe. It's not. It never was. And there was never intended to be safe. It has a different intention behind it. And just look at the guys who are pushing it, who developed it, who funded it, and know their agenda. And they want 13 out of 14 people gone off the planet. End of period. End of story. These same people are the guys behind these vaccines. So why in the hell would you put this in your arm? It's not even a vaccine. It's an experimental drug that has failed every test, and then take your children down there and then force your employees to do it too as well. This is psychopathic behavior. There's no other way to explain this. This is social engineering at its best. And the other people, I think that let's bring up the slide. I want people to see this because if you can't understand this and you don't believe this, now the Kissinger one, this is different. You got the wrong slide. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to read this so you can't mistake this right here. And his Kissinger quote, you know, and the Council of Eugenics, right? Eugenics, that's what we're talking about. February 25th, was it 2009? Bring that back up again. He goes, once a herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, you know, forcible blood or organ donations, you know, for the greater good. He goes, we can genetically modify children and sterilize them, you know, for the greater good, you know. Can we bring that back up again? You know, he says, for the greater good, control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in the room are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin the herd and the herd pays us to do it. You know, it's like, what else do you need to know about this? I mean, I don't even know what to say. I can't even argue with people anymore that want to continue with this vaccine program. And it's not a vaccine again. And don't even call it a vaccine, because if you try a court case in that, you're going to lose, because right away they'll say, well, it's not a vaccine. And so you don't have to comply with any mandate that's an experiment. And this is not a vaccine. This is an experiment. And you don't have to do it. The Nuremberg Code makes it very clear that they cannot do this. This goes against the rules, and they can all be held accountable. And eventually they probably will be. So there's a lot of, Stanford doctors and people that have been highly trained doctors right now. They're getting this research. They're looking into it. And they're saying, oh, my God, I totally participated in genocide. And they're having a come to Jesus moment right now. And, you know, you didn't know at the time what you're doing, but now you know. And if you continue with this program, then you are complicit in genocide, period. And your name might be on a list, you know, coming up here very shortly. So you might want to rethink this, you know. But I think, you know, if these people are true doctors, they are healers, supposedly. They have a code they go by, you know, an oath. And they need to go out and try to undo as much as they did, at least, and inform enough people out there. You need to rise up, and the doctors need to rise up. A lot of them are. They're getting extreme heat. They're losing their licenses. Some are being jailed for speaking out against this. And, you know, it's all about the children and the next generations and your families and everything, who these people have no respect for whatsoever. Matter of fact, they'd have no respect for anything, you know, any of your rights or, you know, the family, nothing. You know, these guys are psychopaths, period. They're pathological liars. Mainstream media are all pathological liars. They know this information and they're continuing. So they're complicit too. And these fact checkers, you know, I think for these fact checkers, once this information out, they cannot fact check it. And I mean, Dan Bongino just came out with some stuff and he just laid it out and he said, look, fact check this. This is CDC. This is what they're saying right now. This is not anything else, you know. So he challenged the fact checkers to fact check what he put out. So anyway, but they're putting out the information and they're not going the whole way. Hopefully they will soon. Maybe Tucker Carlson or somebody else is going to come out with this. But, you know, in defense of some of these guys on Fox News and the president and everything else, there's no way they could have known about this. This is so secret. It's so hidden. And they've got some pretty bad advisors surrounding them, which they've got to clean out. They got to clean these guys out because they're part of it and hold them accountable. So anyway, I'm really hoping this gets out to them and that Karen Kingston's work gets out to them. You know, everybody, if you know Trump, send him that Stu Peters website or his interview with Karen Kingston, because they really need to hear this. They need to know what's really going on. And this is a war between good and evil. It doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. This is eugenicide. This is eugenics at its best. It's genocide. And, you know, and it's also war between the awakened and the useful idiots who are complicit in their own demise, basically. So, you know, you can't fix stupid. You know, I'm not going to argue with a fence post. I get a lot better results than some of these people that are so programmed. And that's just the way it is. They, you know, maybe that's Darwin's Maybe they get the Darwin Award for removing themselves from the gene pool. I mean, it sounds cold, but after years of trying to explain what's going on, the agendas and how they're going to go about it, and now that it's here and they still don't want to hear about it, then, you know, they're eternal. They'll come back. You know, they may not come back to the earth because she's going to ascend to the next level, but they'll come back somewhere, you know. So anyway, that being said, I do want to give the award. We'll do that. We'll save that for the end. But I'm going to go ahead and put up the, these other photographs, the one with Greer and the control narrative. So we get this constantly, and I've been trying to explain to people for a long time. We've been hitting around trying to tell people that, bottom line, here's the Rockefeller Ranch. There's Stephen Greer. There's Leo Sprinkles, a few other people there, Linda Moulton Howe, all this stuff. There is a controlled narrative, undeniable controlled narrative. And they all want to tell you that all ETs are good, grays, reptilians, the Gray Alliance. Yeah, just open wide, let them in. There's no negative ETs and everything else. And then they keep getting a new face, you know, to show that here's our new spokesman, right? The new guy, you know, Tom DeLonge, he's going to talk about UFOs. Oh, wait, those are Masonic symbols on his guitar. Nah, they wouldn't be involved in this. So there's a controlled narrative, and they just have a new face, a new famous guy, and they put him up there. And I don't know if they're being used or if they know what's really going on, but, you know, right away, if you put Masonic symbols on your guitar, that's a major indicator. So that's what this is all about. And let's go on. I want to go on to these other pictures and of these ETs. And this is what they're showing on their websites. So they're showing, these are the good guys. You know, these are the nice guys. We all need to open wide for Chunky, you know, let them in, stop being spiritual. We're racist now for not engaging these people and letting them take over our lives. You know, and they put little hats on them, right? And they put little cute hats on them. They said, here's Ray, or here's, they give them all these fancy little names, right? Most of these guys are clones. They don't have names. Come on, you know, give me a break. And it depends on, look at this. Here's we're going to get all the ghetto kids, you know, we'll put a hat on him and probably put some sneakers on him and sell this to the ghetto kids. Like, yeah, you know, here's our buddy here. He's friendly. Look at him smiling, you know? And, you know, you got to realize this is the Gray Alliance, and the Gray Reptilian Alliance this is what they really look like. And so wake up call, this is who these people are working with. They're working with the Illuminati, the global elite. They're working with the CCP, all these people that want to totally control and dominate you and remove most of you from the planet. This is the higher echelons of this group. So this is what you're working with. Make no doubt about it. We are really tired of pulling these things off of people that do C5 things in air and don't do them properly. You don't open wide for anything. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. And you need to wake up and smell the coffee about what's going on. You're never going to hear disclosure through the government. You might as well forget that. Disclosure is going to come from the skies. It's going to come from the benevolent ETs. And it's going to come to those with open minds, loving intent, and pure hearts, basically. That's the bottom line. You got to have pure intent and open heart and loving mind, basically, or it's not going to happen. And if you want to know the quick C5 program, forget about all that mental crap and calling in whoever will come in. You have to use discernment. It doesn't work. All you have to do is fill your heart with love and joy and bliss and send it out with the intention of having contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings. That's all you have to do. You don't have to give somebody $5,000 or $7,000 to take you out in some field and talk about themselves all day long or 4 days straight, and then do some mental construct to go into the minds of these ETs and control them to land in your area. That is so ridiculous. If you're talking about spiritually and technologically advanced beings, you're not going to influence them, you know, other than sending them love and joy and having pure intent and say, I really want to have contact. That influences them. All the megalomaniac ego stuff involved in this, all the nuts and bolts stuff that they're trying to hold everything in, keeping it in the past, all this stuff is a huge distraction. It's not going to work. And it hasn't worked. You know, how long? Since the 30s, we've had contact. We've been back engineering ships in Germany since the 30s, maybe even before that. I don't know, but I know for a fact. We've been going back and forth to Mars and the moon since the late 60s. You know, why aren't you hearing about this? You know, you're hearing Corey Good talking about it and some of the other people, the secret space fleet and things like that. You're finally hearing about that. But still, let's talk about the higher dimension ones, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. That's where we want to go. That's what we want to align with. And that's what our government should be working with, because they have the real firepower and they're here for our highest and best good. These other guys, if you're working with the Illuminati boys and the global elite and the CCP and all this other stuff, and you brag about your lockstep with them on population control and reducing the on all their other games they're playing, basically you're working with the dark forces, period. End of story. And don't try to sugarcoat it by putting a funky little hat on them or some sneakers or putting a little smile on their face. The Gray Alliance is nothing you want to work with. And in a matter of fact, they're being evicted, right, as we speak. Their game is over here. Most of them have been cleaned out. They're the ones in the dumps, the deep underground bases. They're involved with the child trafficking, adrenochrome, you know, experimentation, all that stuff. You know, these guys are involved in basically the torture and they've been controlling the global elite. They're also being controlled by these guys. They're unseen negative influences. And, you know, you can call them whatever you want. Most of them are satanic, Luciferian. They've made it very clear. Another word for that is they're governed by reptilians and the negative, the Gray Alliance and things like that. So we need to step up to the plate. We need to get educated what's really happening. This is a multidimensional event. It's a planetary liberation. There's more than one level to this planetary liberation. And we need to get on the right side. And I guarantee you the jab has nothing to do with planetary liberation. As a matter of fact, it has quite the opposite effect. And so wake up and smell the coffee, all I got to say. And forget about these Facebook fact checkers. As a matter of fact, I think we should give them an award. The Facebook fact checkers, let's give them the Farting Hippo Award. All right, well earned back Facebook fact checkers. I'm in jail all the time. I'm constantly in jail, so it doesn't matter. I don't even care anymore. But you know, basically, they've been withholding safe, effective cures. Even Fauci said hydrochloroquine. You know, the president took hydrochloroquine, ivermectin. There's a lot of other things out there that we really need to look into. Sermon, glutathione. There's so many things. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. It's what I use, and it pulled me right out of it. So anyway, we've got to start looking into that. I think it's Judy, is it Mikowicz, or I don't know if I'm saying her name right. All these people are giving us the what to take. They are frontline doctors and they know what they're doing. And so they're telling us what we do need to be taking. And it's probably anything other than what Big Pharma is telling you. So they've totally failed. And they're not going to give you. And anytime you try to come out with any of this other information, these Facebook fact checkers are complicit in withholding safe and effective cures, inexpensive cures. And so basically, they're participants in the genocide, period. You know, there's no other way of looking at it. So people are getting pissed. They're finding out who they are and what they've done. and the world is going to hold them accountable. That's basically where we're going with this. So, you know, to me, I don't care. I've already died a couple times. So what, you know, the reason I'm talking about this is because of the children and what's happening to women, you know, that are pregnant, and, you know, even adults and friends, you know, that have gone and got it, you know, and the first one, you might've gotten lucky, but if you go for two and three, kiss your butt goodbye, basically. So, you know, all these, you know, I want you to just use base common sense. So, you know, you got the jab, right? You still got to wear a mask. There's still travel restrictions. You know, there's still lockdowns coming. They're going to start locking everybody down again. And the herd immunity has already kicked in, because almost anybody that got the C is dead, like all fleas. It's gone. And if it ever existed at all. But, you know, these other things, these variants and all these other things, there might be something else going on besides what they're telling you, and do your own research, but really look into this graphene oxide. And I wanted to say one more thing. There's a lot of major events and Patriot events and things, and I don't want to distract people from going to these. You need to band together and stand together with this, but a lot of these events are getting hit hard, and they're getting hit from, you know, chemtrails. They're getting hit with psychotronics. They're getting hit with a lot of different things, and they're having a hard effect on people that are really trying to get their freedom back and get their rights back and things like that. So just be aware of that. Be aware that there are ways of getting around that, or boosting your immune system and taking the proper things that'll not affect that as much. And the best thing you can do is your consciousness. Override it. Call on your own God self to step in and clear this crap out of your system, you know. So, and there's safe and natural ways of doing things too as well. So again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm just telling you what I did. And just a little heads up, this is a multidimensional war. There's some very dark things involved in it. Don't fall for this nonsense, and you know, put your, you know, your guardians of yourself, of your children, of your wife, you know, of the planet. Do due diligence before you go pushing this crap on other people, because this virtual signaling has to stop. You're not virtual signaling. You're just saying, you're just establishing your ignorance and your character, and that you're totally socially engineered. That's what you're telling me when you do the virtual signaling, you know. But, you know, these masks are just, what they're doing to people is heinous, especially what's in the mask. Come from China. Hey, no, they wouldn't put anything nasty in those masks, would they? Or the tests. Or the patent. So anyway, I think I covered just about everything I wanted to cover. And so I wanted to go into some questions. If people have questions about what's happening, and I know it's sad. I know I've probably pissed off a lot of people that did get the jab, and you're going, what next? Well, you know, just don't get number two, and definitely you need to beef up your immune system. And there are ways of, do some research on it. How do you get rid of graphene oxide? You know, research it. There's ways of getting rid of this stuff. How do you stop the shedding? You know, Judy Mikowitz have told us, a lot of people have given us things to take and things to do. And we need to start doing that. And don't put more in your system, by all means. You know, this is pure insanity. And we all knew they were going to do this. We knew they wanted 13 out of 14 of us dead, basically, and gone. They don't care about your children. They don't care about anybody. All they care about is getting the numbers dead. And they want total domination, total control. And they want the 90% of you gone. And they've made it very clear. And I just showed you. I mean, I just showed you them at the meetings talking about it. So these meetings, they're planning your demise, you know, and they need to be held accountable. But I do really feel something big is coming down the pike. I think this month is going to be insane. August, big movement happening. And we're going to see that CNN just may not be telling us the truth, or any of these other mainstream media or social media. So just be ready. Be ready for it, you know. It's basically what's going to happen. But But anyway, so I'm going to go into any questions. And again, if I answer your questions, I want to make it very clear. I'm not a doctor. You know, I have done some extensive research and I do hang out with people that with extremely high degrees. But go ahead.
Is it true the Greys are all out of their cities underground and the Illuminati have no one to have their back?
Okay, so the question was, is it true all the Greys are out and they no longer have the Illuminati's back? Massive cleanup. Last time I looked at that, it was a very, very high percentage of them gone. The Grey Alliance, the reptilians as well, the underground bases, most of them are cleaned up. They cleaned them off the moon, and they're cleaning them out of Mars right now as we speak. And so our whole solar system is getting cleaned up. And also in the Antarctic, they're getting hammered right now. The Germans who are aligned with the dark cabal or whatever you want to call it, those guys are getting just hammered. They can't get off the planet because their ships are getting hammered by the Alliance. So there's a positive alliance, and then there's a gray alliance you don't want to work with in the German groups over there. And then there's the benevolent alliances that you want to look into. And a lot of the benevolent alliances are the white hats. You know, they're the people that do believe in God and country and everything else. And they have other masters and high level beings, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are helping them. And these beings had to liberate their own planets, and now they're helping Earth. So there's a massive planetary liberation movement going on. It's well underway, and I would expect to see some crazy stuff this August and September. And we're going to get our country back, basically.
Are there any good Greys or reptilians?
Yeah. Is there any good Greys or reptilians? One thing you have to realize is they don't think like we do. They don't have the mammal cooperative consciousness or the ability to do that. Their brains are set up differently. And it was Laura. What's her name? Oh, it's Laura's. Bentine. She gave me a copy of a regression. And I should play it someday. I'll have to ask her. Of a woman. And the Greys started coming through this woman. And what they said was basically, she's ours. We own her. It's our experiment. Bug off, you know. You know, we have an agreement. And she go, what about, you know, she's talking about the adverse effects and what's happened to other people in the family. And they said, well, that we didn't expect that to happen, but we had to do it to see what would happen. And you know, there is no compassion, no love, no compassion, no, they don't care about your well-being. They're just doing stuff to see what happens. And there's a lot of adverse effects. But when you're talking to them, your conscious mind, they're going, you're special. You know, you're the chosen one. You're part of a grand experiment that's going to help out humanity. And they tell you all these things. And basically, what's really happened is pretty horrific. And so, and the same with the reptilians. Now, the reptilians, again, they think differently. They're mainly in flight or fight and reaction. Now, a lot of people came to the conference who were saying at the time that they had benevolent reptilian guides and things like that. Well, at the end of my talk, we did a clearing and we cut all contracts, all agreements made in air, everything. And we asked a beautiful many to come in and release these beings. And people had stuff flying off their neck and coming out of their chest. And they go, what just happened? You know, and they felt these things flying off them. And unfortunately, they did get cleared, but they did have an agreement and we had to finish it off by breaking that agreement and finishing. And some of them came up later and said, I want this gone totally now. I want it out. And we did that and we cleared them out. But I think if you don't know who you are, if you don't know that you are a god or goddess, you're a god being and you have a physical body here, but you're a spirit and you're a multidimensional spirit going all the way back to source, whatever name you want to give it. If you don't understand that, these guys are just going to have fun with you. And if you know who you are, you can talk with them and communicate with them, but you're always going to be setting boundaries. And so I just say it's better, why not work with the benevolent ones, the ones that are more human, the ones that have that love and compassion, and they have their own personal connection with Creator. You know, why not work with those, especially in the beginning? You know, don't talk to anything that comes along and just say, oh, because you're invisible, you're more powerful, you're wise. They may not be. And so don't give your power away to external forces. And that's what these beings are. So some of the grays are just little robots. You know, they do what they're told. Depends on who's running them. And some, the tall grays are nasty. You do not want to encounter these beings. They can project, you know, pure, you're going to dread. You're going to die in the next moment energy on you. They will give you all kinds of bad advice, warnings, division, create division, things like that. And so just, you have to say, I don't need anything from you. I don't want anything from you. Go away, period. And don't talk to them. You know, change the channel. Don't give them anything. Because as soon as you open the door, they just take more and more and more. So that's my advice concerning that issue.
Are there any specific ways you can tell someone, you or someone else, has a negative ET, a reptilian, or gray messing with you or attached to you?
Yeah, definitely. If you do, there's different types of influences. So there's possessions, and then there's influencing energies, and a lot of different ones. So basically, when you get into the big, you know, you get into to the serpent beings and the reptilians, and they have the royal reptilians and those guys, you get heart pain, you get chest pain, and you think, a lot of times you think you're having a heart attack or things like that, and that's a possession type energy. And you can do a clearing. We have them in my books. It's on the website. It's free. Just sit down, do the clearing. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. It's that simple. Clear them out. Call in the benevolent beings to help you out. They're here now to help us out. And so if you have a lot of illnesses and a lot of accidents and a lot of discord in your life, and you're finding, you know, they'll come through your friends and family and start barking at you and creating all kinds of division and as well too. And so you can clear them at the same time. So just look at your life and look where it's going, you know, and if there's not a lot of love and joy and bliss in your life, and there's a lot of discord and separation, then, you know, you probably need to do a healing. So I always say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. You know, to me, that's the way to go. And, you know, and it is important, and do them till you feel clear. And, you know, they're going to go kicking and screaming in the beginning. When you first start clearing them, they are not going to like it. And they're going to pull all kinds of shots and try to tell you how much you need them and how we had an agreement, or they're going to come out with everything and just keep clearing. You know, it's, I call it, you know, when you do these clearings, it's like learn or burn, basically. Mm-hmm. They either get on with it and get healed and move on, or they pretty much, they can't stand in the energy, especially when you call in the higher dimensional beings.
Will it be a fake alien invasion or salvation like Dr. Sala says?
I don't know if Dr. Sala said that. I know Greer's been saying that. But maybe, I know they planned that. That's part of their plans. I think the cat's out of the bag because of all the exposure about it. So I don't know how they could pull it. They could try to pull it off. I mean, people are still getting the jab, you know, so it's just like, who knows what they're going to believe. But Project Bluebeam, you know, they can create fake messiahs and do all this crazy stuff with the sky, fake aliens. And we also have our own fleets, you know, we have the dark fleet, and then we have our own secret space fleet as well. So they could try to engage some of those, but they're having their butts handed to them by the spiritual alliance, you know, the higher ones. So I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I think as much as they tried to, they'd probably be taken out, you know.
How do I raise my vibration?
How do you raise your vibration? Basically, okay, it's really simple. all thought, all consciousness has a vibration. So thoughts of fear, guilt, unworthiness, all the things they often teach in church have a very low frequency to them. And so you want to get rid of that. Release. You want to release the past, and you want to clear out any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. This includes past life as well. We do that here in transpersonal release sessions, but there's a lot of practitioners that can help you heal the past and release the past. A lot of different methodologies to do that. But the main thing is you want to release the past, heal the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. That's what's weighing you down. And then your frequency is going to rise. And the more you focus on love and joy and bliss, the more you become it. This is what the yogis and the lamas say. And then, you know, eventually the other stuff falls off and you're automatically, your frequency is going to rise. So get rid of all the lower frequency stuff and belief systems and things, and you know, focus on the love and joy and bliss and humanitarian things and service to others, and your frequencies are going to rise. And then pretty soon you're going to look back at all this stuff and go, whoa, what was that? You know, because it won't have any effect on you anymore.
People are marching all over the world. Why not here in the U.S.? The world is looking at us. Will we have to make a move and fight?
Oh, in writing? What are you talking about?
Because they're marching for...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of blown away. You know, I think the only reason that we aren't... I mean, there are marches around the world and nobody's covering them. And there's states and other places where these marches are going on. And some are pretty big and they're happening. And I think in America, you know, America is one place they didn't take away the guns. And so... these people are waiting, and they're waiting because the white hats and the other people are saying, just wait, don't pull your guns out yet. We're going to do this as peaceful as possible. We want to bring enough people around to the truth before this blows up, you know? So they're trying to avoid that. But I think it's at that threshold now where if something doesn't happen, if they don't make their move, that people are going to say enough's enough, especially once they find out what they're doing to them and their wives and their children, and they start losing loved ones and find out who's behind it. And so something's going to happen pretty quick, because if it doesn't, I know people are going to say, a lot of Marines right now are going on YouTube saying, you know, if you try to force vaccinate me, you're dead, period. If you come at me with that, it's a deadly weapon and I will respond accordingly. And so, and that's kind of going ballistic right now. So, you know, I would take heed to that, because it's not going to be able to go much longer. People are fed up. And so, and a lot of people are waiting for America. Don't wait for America. When America goes, it's going to go hard and fast. So it's not going to be good for the dark hearts, but, don't wait for America. I mean, this is a global thing. We all have to do our part. And, you know, kudos to Australia and England and Belgium and all these countries that are stepping up, especially France. They are just, the French are just, you know, they say that in America, people are afraid of the government. In France, the government's afraid of the people. And they're kind of showing that right now. So they're stepping up to the plate. It's the numbers are there.
Do you think the white hats are in control with all the genocide happening? How can we believe that?
You know, that's a good question. It's, you know, I would have to say, if somebody said, do you want to be president of the United States or president of the universe or whatever, I'd say, hell no. I would say, no way. And kudos to the people that are taking that role, because they're up against so much and they have to pick their fights and their battles, and you can't do it all at once. And you want to educate the people and empower the people so they stand up and for themselves, because you're just going to create a dependency if you go and do everything. But I do think the white hats are in charge. I think it's still push pull. I think the numbers are on their side. And when people, you know, people on the dark side are just flipping right and left, and they're going, wait a second, I didn't sign up for this. Especially all the scientists and everything else that developed these injections, you know, they're going, I didn't sign up for this. This is not what, and now that they're all finding out what's in them, a lot of the doctors are saying, I didn't sign up for this. So, and when enough of them rise up and say, this is what's going on, when the people find out what's really going on, then it's game over. And that's what shows like this and other shows are all about. And again, the information is going after it. A lot of people, Newsmax and on, what's it called?
OAN,
all these guys are coming out with all this information. So for just flip the channel, forget about the mainstream news and go to these guys, you know, and you'll find out what's going on. Dan Bongino's doing a great job and Tucker Carlson's doing, I think, a great job. But still, they don't get all the information. Now that they have it, we'll see what they do with it. You know, the women, Laura Ingraham and these people there, Candace Owens is my hero. She's like, that woman is, she's scary, beautiful, and scary wise, and scary. I would not want to argue with that woman at all. I mean, she's, she's just bam, 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 you know? And so, you know, I'd like to get, you know, a few of them for president, you know, like she'd be a great president or vice president or things like that.
Have you had any recent messages from the higher beings? And if so, what are they saying?
I tell you what the higher beings are saying. One thing they say all the time, and I'm not saying I'm special, but they've been telling me the real God is with you. And so I said, well, who's the real God? I mean, you've got the Greek gods, you got the Egyptian gods, you got the Hebrew God, you know, and you got all these gods out there. And who's the real God? And they said that, you know, just call it creator, you know, the creator of this multiverse that we're in or whatever. And, you know, we don't have to give it a name, because if we give it a name, somebody's going to put a religion around it, and then they're going to control the masses through fear, guilt, and unworth. So they don't want to go there. And I asked them, do they believe in God? And they said, yes, we believe the one consciousness, you know, and that it encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the omnipresent creator within everything. And they have their gods and their master teachers as well, who became one with God and God spoke through them. So, yeah, I definitely that's in control. The white hats are aligned with that. And when you look at the Schumann resonance and the spikes of energy coming in, the electromagnetic light spectrum going off the scale, everything coming in is pointing to the fact that there's a bigger force in charge. And we're going through a huge awakening. The vibrational awakening and healing of humanity, Earth, is well underway. And that's what I align myself with. So I hope that answered the question.
What do you see happening after Lionsgate 88?
Boy, I think Lionsgate 88 is definitely a huge window. As you can tell, you look behind me, you know, we're very aligned with the lion energies, and those energies are there too. Inspire, you know, the lion within everybody and get you in touch with your own courage. But there are actually lion beings that are 17 feet tall that are the protectors of the gods and the ancient ones. And they're coming in right now to assist, you know, the archangels, which are Andromedans, mythologically known as Andromedans, are coming in. The Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, who went through their own wars in the Orion system and were victorious, are now coming to help us. Sirians, you know, there's so many groups out there that are coming to help us. So, you know, you line that up with, you know, with creator, and resistance is futile. You know, it's we just, you know, the only choice the Illuminati have and these other guys are how fast and hard do they want to experience their karma? That's it. basically. That's the only choice right now. They have to shift into full service mode right now and put their energies and assets towards the awakening healing process, or they're not going to be frequency specific to the planet and her ascension process. So that's where it's going.
How can we help humanity if we don't go out often?
If we don't what?
Go outside often.
Oh, how can we help humanity if we don't go outside often? I would say go outside often. You know, forget about this nonsense they're trying to do. It's illegal what they're doing. There's no legal. You know, get out in nature. That's my church. You know, my church is nature.
Why do you think Trump and his family are promoting the jab?
You know, that's a good question. And I thought I answered that earlier. I think he has to pick his battles. And I don't think they have all the information. They never have had all the information. And the information coming out right now, the Karen Kingston said that too. Let me make sure I got that right. Karen Kingston. She said they wouldn't know this. They would not know this information. And so all this research just now is coming out. And if I were him, I would not say anything about it. I rolled out, you know, this jab better, faster than anybody else, because it's not his fault. He's surrounded by people that gave him some really bad advice, I'm sure. And he's weeding those people out right now. And if you look at what he did, he didn't. They say he got the jab. I'm sure whatever he got wasn't what they gave the others, you know. So I'm sure his people are looking out after him. So, you know, a lot of the jab, there's different jabs out there. So some are just saline solution, you know, some are, because they have to have people say, no, it didn't do anything to me. It's great. It's, you know, they have to have it. So, that is one thing. I go, sir, might be a good idea to keep that one quiet and get on the bandwagon to put an end to it, you know. And so, you know, that's the big question I've always had too, is like, where are you getting your information from, you know?
How can we be closer to the Ascended Masters?
You know what? The best way to get closer to the Ascended Masters is not have them so far away, because we put them far away in our mind and through our own guilt and unworthiness and everything else. We put them on these giant pedestals and far off in some other dimension, and they're not, you know, they're closer. You know, we had that saying, they're closer than the hair on your head. You know, somebody asked him, where's God? Closer than the hair on your head. How can you not be God? Everything is God. You know, the Creator's omnipresent in all creation. So it's just like the same thing. They're within us. And when we go within and expand in awareness and consciousness, we start moving up that vibrational continuum, and then we start connecting with the masters. So lose the guilt, the fear, and the separation game that we've had dumped on us. And I think we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately, so we've got to sign off. But anyway, great talking with everybody. I'm sure I'm in trouble, but I don't mind. That's what I do. I'm always in trouble. And I'm just giving you the facts, and so you can make your own decision. And just keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And be open to the fact that maybe what you've been told just wasn't true and probably never was true. So anyway, have a great evening, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Good night.